The next point to be made about this is the importance of this exercise. There are many more important things in this exercise. Because the base triad has been altered by the permanent installation of us in a physical body as soul spirit, it unifies the entire triadic system at that higher level. The other triads, such as the second triad and the third triad and the fourth triad and soon the fifth triad, are in a much different state of consciousness. They function in a much more refined light frequency. So the whole triadic system has to be coherent. The missing piece was the state of consciousness of us and the body and our consciousness of realizing and having an appreciation for the body. We carry so much in the unconscious that we are unaware of what's held in our subconscious. Reclaiming our sovereignty in the body begins to push us outside of our status quo of what we have accepted as going along with the body. For instance, the colors that somebody else picked. We have taken and just accepted them and never questioned them. Even though our higher self knew that we were not in harmony with our own soul essence. That's a big piece of why this teaching exists. Why are we even doing this? It is to establish our soul residence in the body. As a group, what are we being asked to do? We are being asked to create and lay down a new template for the humans coming after us. The status quo cannot work. That's why we are doing these things. It is going to push on our unconscious. It's going to push on our beliefs. We can now stop and say, hey, wait a minute. That's not what I have always been taught. And then think about it different. It's going to push our belief system to its limits. Just because we believe it does not make it so in this present moment. What we are asked to create is a new template for those coming after us. What we believe up to this point today and today, the status quo, cannot stand. That's not what we are asked to do. We must take thought beyond where it has been, take the coherence of the chakra system to a whole different level. The triadic system is an important energetic vehicle because this triadic system is what is going to bring us into an ascension. The triadic system is building an energetic format for what it is to be a human form on earth in a state of matter, but still maintain the consciousness of who we are as soul spirit. That state of consciousness became non-existent when we couldn't access the eighth dimension and the eighth dimensional light template. When we couldn't access that template, we were in big trouble. We were cut off from everything. We didn't have access to anything. We didn't have a state of consciousness available to us to understand our blueprint, even if we had access to it. The fact that we have been given this eighth dimensional aspect is amazing. Since the body can't hold it, it has to remain outside the body in our unified field. At present, I see the crystalline sacred heart outside in the field of my light body and in the sacred heart of my light body.
This is why they gave us access to the eight-dimensional crystalline sacred heart. Our soul star is able to hold these dynamic frequencies stably as they are drawn from our eighth-dimensional field of light that was placed at the edge of our unified field. Every single thing that we now think, feel, say, and do is influenced by these energetics. Let me say that one more time, because that's really important that we understand this. Every single thing that we do, that we think, that we feel, what we say is influenced by these eighth dimensional energetics. It's only been 7 months since we were given any access to the eighth dimensional frequencies. And it has taken these 7 months to begin influencing our physical body. And now we are beginning to the process of alchemizing these frequencies within our physicality. The influence of the eighth dimensional frequencies has moved us to an entirely different level of consciousness. That's why we are able to do this now, because we have access to a higher expression of our soul and also our spirit.
Eighth dimensional access is an amazing gift, as it now influences all aspects of us. We are continually upgrading the frequency of the body. We can now begin to bring the consciousness of fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensions into the body. All of these activations and upgrades assist us in creating and holding the fifth dimensional body frequency. This is really amazing to me. It has taken us 8 years since 2016 conference to begin to fully understand what it means to hold a fifth dimensional frequency in our bodies. At that time, we thought we were in fifth dimension and that was not a problem. And now, look what has transpired since then. We can now upgrade the octave in the body because we have the influence of the eighth dimension held in our personal template. An eighth dimensional crystalline heart and soul star. The sixth and seventh dimensional light templates encompass electrical and magnetic fields of the body and the earth. It was a big thing that this process got anchored in the earth star permanently, because that engages the 12th dimensional elementals to upgrade the earth to support us in this evolvement. As we evolve, the earth is also evolving, which creates a whole different electromagnetic field, not just the sixth and seventh dimensions, but now there is the addition of that eighth dimensional light template that supports us. It influences the earth. But we have to establish it within us first. And that's what we are doing. We are going from our first, second, and third chakras, our base chakra in the body. We're going all the way up to the apex of the fourth triad. That's a big jump. You have to stay conscious through that. It's a big jump for those base chakras as they are brought into the heart chakra, anchoring the earth star and then jumping up to the apex of the fourth triad. That's a huge jump in consciousness and energetics. It's no small feat in and of itself. So now we are ready to take the next step in increasing our light frequency and state of an awakened consciousness. Take a deep breath. Be in the present moment. Be aware of yourself surrounded by the eighth dimensional aspect of your sacred crystalline heart chakra. Take another breath. We'll now facilitate the part of our session. When she is finished, our meeting will be closed. Milena, I'll turn it over to you to lead us in our next upgrade that will enhance our light frequency.